661, and Janet, you got the big job going through and explaining all this.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll try to be brief. What you have in the B-10 amendments is a gut and stuff, so you don't need the original House Bill 2661 or the B version to look at. You can start with the B-10s. And the first section of the bill is the original House bill, well, the I guess not the original, 2661A, Representative Greenlick's bill that authorizes the Department of Transportation to arrange for vehicles to be taken into custody. This is the tag and tow provisions. The second, sections 2 to 4 of the measure, the B-10 amendments, consolidate the speed limit statutes and clarify the authority of various road authorities to establish speeds for certain highways. This is the sections that also remove outdated references to federal maximum speed limit and make 65 miles per hour the statutory speed limit on interstate highways. These were the provisions known as the speed statute cleanup provisions. Then on page 9 in section 2 of the bill is part of where the House Bill 2501B provisions are. These are the provisions that authorize ODOT to raise or lower speed limits on interstate highways if the agency has engineering and traffic investigations that justify a change in the speed. The upper limit specified is 65 miles per hour for trucks and buses and 70 miles per hour for other vehicles. There are new provisions also on page 9 of the bill, and that's sections 2 sub 3 that specify that if the department does raise an interstate speed to 70 miles an hour, anything over 65, that the truck and bus speed will not be less than 65. So this is the provision about not having more than a 5-mile-per-hour differential between essentially cars and trucks. Again, this was not part of the House Bill 2501 that passed the House. Then on page 19 is a section that classifies violation of the basic rule when cars are operating at speeds that are less than the designated speed. So this would be if the posted speed is 65, but there's ice and snow, and they're operating at less than 65, but they're still operating at conditions under conditions that make the speed they're operating at unsafe or imprudent, that the police would still be able to cite them, and the violation would be a Class B traffic violation. This leaves the over the posted or designated speed a graduated penalty structure, and that's in current law. But again, for under the posted speed, they would be able to cite them for a Class B traffic violation. The other part that's completely new in this version of the amendments is to delay the operative date of Senate Bill 179 to July 1st, 2004. And this is the bill that modified the speed limit statutes in school zones.
That's in the tens?
That's also in the tens. And then Senate Bill, the very last section of Bill, Section 19, actually it's not the last section, but it's Section 19 on page 35. This is the adding Senate Bill 777, the A. and Gross version of that bill, into this bill. And Senator Starr may want to speak to this. It authorizes ODOT to establish public-private partnership research and development programs. And these would be potentially joint agreements between ODOT and either businesses or a university for development of products that reduce costs and improve safety or that extend the life of highways. That's the B-10s, Mr. Chair, and the B-11s. Separate amendments, but they can be adopted with the B-10s. Amend Senate Bill 179. Again, this is the school speed zones bill that passed earlier this session. This would allow local governments to double the base fine amount for traffic violations in residential zones. And those are the zones that go from a contiguous street that is posted at 30 miles an hour or less. if they post signs that provide notice of the double fine. This was what the cities had assumed was in Senate Bill 179, but it was not, that it did not pick up the double fines for these residential streets, school zones. But the cities already have many of those areas signed as double fines, and so that they would like this to be added in this way to House Bill 2661. And Mr. Chair, the only other thing is that council is, as we speak, double-checking the B-10s to make sure that all the provisions of Senate Bill 179 are delayed, and they think there may need to be an additional provision. So if the B-10s are adopted, we have language that would say council is allowed to make any additional changes they find necessary to either for conflict amendments or to delay the effective date of all the provisions of Senate Bill 179.
Okay, is that it, Janet?
I hope so.
Okay.
Good job.
Thank you. Very good job.
May I ask Janet a question?
Certainly.
Janet, did we? I don't see in here the restatement of that carefully crafted set of definitions of the school zone that Senator Starr had in a separate bill. Is that right? That they're not back? Are they back in here?
They are. In Senate Bill 179, this is not repealing 179. Senate Bill 179
right.
Still passed. The only change to 179 is to delay the effective date and to add those double fine provisions in the residential street areas.
My question is, the extent that they're in here, like on the, I think they're in around page 17 or something, is that something like that? I just wanted to ask you to make sure that I was asking to check that the 179 provisions are exactly the same, the extent to which they're reproduced in here as they were in the 179 we passed. That was a complex business.
Yeah, the only thing we're changing is the double fine.
Yeah, and the implementation date.
Yes.
Yeah, and the implementation.
Okay, because, I mean,
yes.
We don't have to check this over to make sure we're not introducing some new redefinition of the school zone.
Right.
All that I'm fretting about here.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Representative Greenlee, that's what the conflict amendments do, and the new language is picked up if both bills pass. Yes.
Right. Okay. Start with the B-10s. Is there any discussion or comments or committee?
I move the B-10 amendments as part of House Bill 2661, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Miller moves the adoption of the B-10 amendments to House Bill 2661. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Senator Metzger.
Well, first of all, just a statement for the record that the intent of the provisions in the B-10 amendments related to school zones is to resolve conflicts and to delay the operative date of all provisions of Senate Bill 179. Legislative Council is double-checking that the B-10 amendments accomplish that. And by our passage of the B-10s today, we are asking Council to make any additional changes in language to accomplish that intent. Did I read that right?
Sounds like that might have been scripted. Thank you. Is there any other comments? Is there any objection? Hearing none, they're adopted. The B-11s. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would like actually Ms. Schneider to come forward since she's the author of the 11s. Maybe clarify why we are with them. And
okay. Susan?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Susan Schneider, City of Portland. Thank you. I think that your staff summarized it very well. The legislature worked very hard to look at the whole issue of what happens in school zones. And currently, until 179 goes into effect, there is a standard on local streets that you violate the posted speed when children are present, the school zone speed. And that apparently that has been extremely difficult for everyone to administer, and so what was struggled with in 179 is clarifying, changing that to a different standard, which is now that the speed on a residential street that's posted for less than 30 miles an hour, the school zone speed is 20 miles an hour, 24/7, all the time. So if you violate it at 4 in the morning, at 4 in the afternoon, it's 20 miles an hour if it's posted as a school zone on a residential street, which is where most schools are located. And that was the concern, is that is where most schools are located. And I wasn't in the work group, but having talked to people in the work group, those who were believed that the double fines, which applied to school zones where children are present, would then apply in these newly defined school zones, and that's not the case. And so the proposed amendment is to have the double fine apply on residential streets where they're posted for a school zone 20 miles an hour, 24/7.
Thank you, Susan. Any questions, Susan?
I do have one question. But this would be then only with the flashing lights on the other roads, or?
Mr. Chair, Senator Metzger, my understanding is that the flashing light situation is a different situation.
Totally different. We're not having any applicability.
Okay. Any other questions? Senator Starr.
What's the fine for speeding in a school zone?
Mr. Chair, Senator Starr, with the changes that are being made in other bills, I'm not sure. Let me look and see if there's something.
Can you answer that again?
Mr. Chair, they vary. They're graduated, but the
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on if the House Bill 2759 passes, that increases the base fine amounts. But currently, they vary from a Class D violation for going a certain amount over $75. That's the base fine. Up to a Class A violation is $600.
So if you double that in the school zone,
mm-hmm. doubling the base fine, and then there's unitary testing.
How many miles over the speed limit?
Mm-hmm. Right, but that's not usually the amount on the ticket. The amount on the ticket is some lesser portion. They don't use the maximum, about 40% of the maximum plus the additional fee. So the amount on your ticket is not these maximum amounts.
Question? It's a real opportunity to be with the policy committee. I just wanted to inquire about the thinking of why you'd want to double the fine in a school zone for somebody speeding through at, say, 2 in the morning when nobody is present.
Mr. Chair, Representative Miller, the logic is the same as the difficulty that everyone was having with simply increasing the speed with the condition that when children are present. Because if this amendment doesn't go in, then the current law continues, which is that the fine would double when children are present. And the experience of the police and the courts is that that is extremely difficult to enforce. So it becomes sort of meaningless. And that there was a policy decision made, I believe it was in 97, to double fines in school zones. And so if what it takes to make that meaningful is to have the speed limit imposed 24/7, and we were not proponents of that, but we're certainly eager to see if that works, because what we've had in the past hasn't worked particularly well, then it would seem that the fine should follow that and not be different from that, which will be the case if this doesn't pass.
If I could just ask one follow-up, and you all probably gone through this on many occasions, so just help me. In some cases, I'm thinking driving to a large city, you might find a parking spot that says loading zone 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or something like that. Otherwise, you can park there in those other hours. Did anyone suggest that if you're going to go post signs in school zones, say that fines double between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. or something like, I don't know if it was ever discussed or you rejected it out of hand? Or
Senator.
Thank you. I think that the I think the issue of double fines are one issue. I think the other issue is the speed in school zones. That's the issue that I think that we tried to mm-hmm. address in 179, mm-hmm. recognizing that it's difficult because you don't always know when children are going to be present. We don't know when there's going to be an after, you know, a late evening play or an early, you know, daily double football practice or whatnot. So I think the issue that we tried to address in 179 is really let's define speeds in school zones as that constant. Mm-hmm. Same as if you drive down Main Street in a deserted town at 2 in the morning. Main Street in a deserted town at 2 in the morning, that speed is going to be constant, the same speed it is when it's at 4 in the afternoon. The speeds are constant. I think the issue of double fines is a completely different issue. And I'm sad to see the cities kind of caught in this dilemma of being able to post for double fines in school zones, quote, when children are present today. We changed the definition of what a school zone is, basically making it a 24/7 situation. But I see the two issues as completely separate. And I'm really not comfortable having a police officer sit outside of a school at 2 in the morning and nail people for a double fine when they're driving through a school zone at 30 miles an hour when the school zone's 20 miles an hour. They still can pull that person over and ticket them for speeding in a school zone, because a school zone speed limit will always be 20 miles an hour forever. I mean, that's what Senate Bill 7179 did. And I see the issue of a double fine versus the speed as two separate things. And I don't know that we necessarily, in our deliberations, talked about the double fine issue in 179, or else we probably would have cut this when it went through the first time. That's the dilemma in my gut right now is I'm faced with the situation. Apparently the cities believe they're going to have to take down signs. I think there should be some way to get around them having to do that, perhaps. I'm not sure if that's possible, but the same issue that caught you kind of catches me in the gut as well. I'd like to train people, educate drivers, motorists to slow down when they're in a school zone, just automatically, just the same way as you automatically slow down when you go through a downtown Main Street. But to add a doubling of the fine, you know, when they can still be ticketed for speeding, just kind of sticks me wrong in the gut.
Mr. Chair?
Representative Green.
I'd like to ask a kind of follow-up question just to clarify it in my own mind. If we don't adopt the A11, then you'll be putting up signs that say speed limit 20 miles an hour, 24 hours a day, or something. I hope it will be a sign like that. But you'll also have to leave up the sign that says fines double when children present, because that will still be the situation will still be that fines double when children are present if we don't pass A11.
Mr. Chair, Representative Greenlake, I believe the signs say fines double in school zones, and the current school zones are modified to school zone, and then it has when and gives the speed limit when children are present. And so when we switch those to 24/7, then we will have to take down the one that says that fines double in school zones, because it will in fact be fines still double in school zones when children are present. But in order not to have 24/7 and children are present all on the same sign, which really becomes, we're going to have to take those down or change them or do something like that.
Let me follow up.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the issue is not what the arresting officer needs to write down, because the arresting officer will write the violation of the speed in the school zone. It would be an extra element that the court will have to take into consideration in the assessment of a fine? Is that the... I mean, the violation will only be the violation of the 24-hour speed limit. So I speed 30 at 2 in the morning or speed 30 with children present. The officer will only write down in terms of the violation of statute that I was 10 miles over the speed limit.
Mr. Chair, Representative Greenlee, if the violation of the statute will be the same, but what the officer writes down in terms of the fine will be different. And they'll have to make a judgment whether children are present and be able to show that and all that.
Mr. Chair and Representative Greenlick and Susan, my understanding then that when children are present now only applies to the crosswalk areas that are not adjacent to the school. So even if children were present on this, in a playground or something, adjacent to a school, that kind of zone, when children are present, wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, that was my understanding of the bill as well, that we eliminated, that there isn't a link to the double fine language of the existing statute. I mean, and if that's the case, then they will not be double in a city under the new definition, unless we pass the dash 11. Is that not correct?
Chair Brown, members of the committee, my name is Christine Munson. I'm with the League of Oregon Cities, and I sat on the work group regarding this bill. Just a couple comments to address your question. We did narrow the definition of when children are present because we were broadening other areas in which we could fine. And so we thought it would be only fair to narrow that. The problem being you as a driver, and we all know that we don't know what to do when we're driving down the road. And is a child sitting on the swing present?
No, I understand the basic purpose of the work group. That's not the question. The question is, in doing what we did we delete the reference to double fines at all for the city part of the school zone? Mm-hmm. Or is it still linked to the old statute definition?
The double fine, Chair Brown, Representative Greenlee, the double fine area now only applies when children are present, which is now narrowly defined to crosswalks and not to that person.
Okay.
Walking along.
Can I try again then?
Mr. Chair, Representative Greenlee, as I believe I understand it, and in talking with Legislative Council about it, the offense of violating the speed limit is one thing, and I think Senator Starr referred to this, that's completely separate from the double fine provision. And so nothing has changed in the law regarding the double fine provision unless you pass this. But the offense changed. But the modification in the law that in the double fine provision that calls for when children are present is still a part of the law.
Is it perfectly clear now?
And that, Chair, is the problem with this whole area of the law.
It would just seem to me that that without the B11, then it would basically be a reason for defense on the part of whoever is charged if they felt they were given a ticket for double fine and they were aware of that the law actually involved children were present, and then use that as a defense in court for whatever. I guess it would also, on the flip side, be an incumbent responsibility on the officer who may or may not know that they are writing the differentiation between what they would write also. I mean, there would be a little bit of both.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a rock and a hard place type situation because mm-hmm. you don't, I don't feel I'd like to minimize the significance of speeding when children are present. And I know Senator Starr brought up accurately what we had in our committee, because I know Senator Beyer was talking about, you have basketball games, kids go to dances at 11 o'clock at night, and it's not just the school time. But at the same standpoint, you want to make sure that we don't add more unclarity to the situation, or as Representative Miller pointed out, the 3 in the morning, in all likelihood, they might be pulled over for something else other than just speeding in a school zone. But still, that is a... and I think it reflects what the problem I think both of our committees had, Representative Brown, with this bill. It's just very... It's been hard to get your handle around school zones. It's a very, very complicated issue. And right now, as I sit here, I'm not sure what's better. they're both going to be confused. Is B-11 better or not B-11? I see problems either way. I'm just not really sure exactly how to address that or whether we should address it now or... but I think the conflicts are pretty well articulated here.
Mr. Chairman? I'll just add on what Senator Metzger said, that between the rock and the hard place, as I would understand it, if you go at a speed over the 20 miles per hour in a school zone, at any time during the 24 hours, you're subject to a fine, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If the issue is whether or not children are present, I don't see that as totally different than the current basic rule, which is an argument over the facts situation of whether or not your speed was reasonable under the circumstances. The circumstances in the school zone may be whether or not children were present, and whether or not a driver had reason to know that, reasonably foreseeable in hours that perhaps are after school. A lot of people understand that now. And so my preference would be to allow that to be a factual dispute, potentially argued in the courthouse if you chose to argue the ticket, but at the very least you are going to be fined for exceeding 20 miles per hour through that zone.
Any other discussion? What's the pleasure of the committee?
I, Mr. Chair, I think I would concur with Senator Miller's analysis. I appreciate, Susan, your point. I think they're very valid. I think this goes to one of the issues that we had talked about earlier. It's complicated, and maybe this is something we're going to have to look at again 15 months from now when we return, if these do not actually coincide. It's the same session. but I think in the meantime, I think what Representative Miller has pointed out is probably the best way to go, and that is that we still recognize that you're going to get fined in that zone, and the officer may have compelling reasons to double that fine based on the circumstances of the ticket at the time, and then maybe we can address this in a more thorough manner next session.
Okay, the chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Metzger.
I move that the conference committee adopt House Bill 2661 as amended by the B-10 amendments and sent to the floor of the... What is it?
We have to say that.
Concur in the Senate amendments, dated May 28th, and the bill be further amended and repassed with the B-10 amendments.
Senator Metzger moves.
What did you say?
Yeah, as he said. Yeah.
As he said.
Not as he said, as he meant.
And
repeat it.
Yeah. Pardon? Just repeat it. Okay. He moves that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated May 28th and that the bill be further amended and repassed. Is there...
be further amended by the
B-10. By the B-10s, right. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, and Representative Metzger's earlier condition that there could be additional changes by Legislative Council to the B-10s to accomplish the intent of delaying the effective date, the operative date,
so noted.
May also be needed.
Representative Green.
Mr. Chair, I don't know if this is the time also to put in the record. If there is any confusion as to whether the doubling of traffic fines ought to apply when children are present in a school zone designed as a 24-hour school zone, I would like to put in the record that it is clearly our intent to make sure that those doubling of fines remain, at least under the circumstances in the current version of 811.235. I would not want us, by overlooking this, to create a situation where the traffic fines did not double when children were present in a school zone
simply because we've redefined the school zone and the definition isn't included in 811-235.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Janet.
I'm not sure that, Mr. Representative Greenwick, that that's going to be the case, because the school zones where children are present, the definition of where children are present in Senate Bill 179 is just the crosswalks that are not adjacent to a school that either have children present waiting on the curb, children in the crosswalk, or when there's a crossing guard present.
Well, we're currently not changing 811-235. And 811-235 under Section 4 says in it, for purposes of this section, which is the fine section, not the definition of the offense section.
But it's still, definition of when children are present, anytime when children are present, it says as defined in a section that was amended in 179, and those are only the crosswalks not adjacent to a school zone. A school.
I suppose this isn't the time to argue that, but that isn't what it says. All it says is, for purposes of this section, a traffic offense occurs in a school zone if the offense occurs while a motor vehicle is passing school grounds or a school crosswalk and notice, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it has the old definition for the purpose of fines, I think.
No.
We've amended that?
Yes.
Any other discussion? Brian, call the roll, please.
Representative Greenlee.
Aye.
Senator Metzger.
Aye.
Representative Miller.
Aye.
Senator Starr.
Aye.
Chair Brown.
Aye. Motion carries. I'll carry on the House side, Senator Metzger, and we are adjourned.
You may be the only one who...